Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trex and Nina, B96, good morning. It's a sloppy Monday morning. Rain coming down throughout the Chicagoland area, very heavy in certain areas. Please drive carefully. Right now it is 50 degrees, and later on it will taper off into tonight. And tomorrow we're just looking at cloudy skies with a high of 68. The sun should partially arrive by Wednesday, and then Thursday and into the weekend it looks like 80s, maybe even 85. So
yes.
Just keep that in mind as you're working your way to work. Or perhaps you wish you would have quit on Friday so that you would not have to be in this commute this morning. And by the way, I wouldn't blame you if you're in this commute this morning and you're thinking that. What the hell, people? So now I have to tell you, I found this morning and it's gone viral. And we'll have many posted at Trex and Nina on all the socials. There's this video making the rounds, and it's been doing so over the weekend. A Popeyes employee walked into the store and announced that he's quitting his job and then sang an I'm quitting song that he made up. A buddy shot the video and provided the music, but he wasn't kidding.
So I'm quitting my job today.
Hey, let him know you're about to quit.
I don't even want to work here no more.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling the job, you got the chicken on the floor.
Uh-huh.
That was epic, I would say, as far as quitting goes. And I was thinking, well, you know, I wonder if you listening have ever quit in an epic kind of way. Other than just not showing up, just ghosting your employer. I mean, that seems to be the way it goes right now. But
you can't ghost your employer. You're not going to get a recommendation. You
can't
quit like that.
I know. Well, you know, some people do. Some people do.
At least if you're creative and you quit with a song or something, you can at least get recommendations that way. You know, they were very creative on their out. That's the exit interview.
I guess. I suppose. But I wonder if you have an epic, I walked out the door story, an epic quitting story. Or maybe they tried to get you to stay and you epically decided to resign anyway. 312-591-9696 is the number. I want to hear some quitting stories.
Well, we know you have one, Drexy. What'd you do?
Well, I've only ever did it once because I already knew that I had another job. But I worked but I worked for a radio station, and it was between owners, and I had worked for this owner for off and on, I don't know, 20 years, and he had just sold the radio station and somebody else took over, and I worked for the same general manager for like 20 years, off and on, like three or four different times, and I just, it was just, you know, ever since I was a kid, I worked for this guy. So when somebody else bought the station for 10 minutes, I already had the job here in Chicago the first time around, and this guy was such an ass. He came in, and the guy who took over, and he fired the general manager that they hired. It was some cowboy, some really ass cowboy, and a mean cowboy. Yeah, and
a mean cowboy.
A mean cowboy who fired everybody, and he said things to me like, you know, we're going to change your show, and we're doing this, that, and the other, and I already had the job in the can. I said, well, dude, I'm leaving in a month anyway, so let's leave things alone. And then he said, I don't know, he said something very nasty to me, and I just couldn't imagine him sitting in that chair. And looking at me and telling me things, because, you know, if you're used to working for somebody else for 20 years and you know the owner personally, it was one of those things I just couldn't. It was a pill I couldn't swallow. So basically, you know, I did whatever I was supposed to do the next day, or I didn't listen to him. And he called me in and he started chastising me. And I said, you know, I have another job in Chicago. Goodbye. And I'm done. And I walked up. I just got up and slammed the door.
No 2 weeks notice? No, nothing like that?
No, because they already knew I was leaving.
Okay.
No, but I was going to stick it out. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. Goodbye. I don't have time for him.
You didn't make up a song?
No, I didn't make up a song. But it was gutsy. It was a gutsy thing for me to do, to slam the door and walk out. I was like, F you. You know, I gave him the finger as I slammed the door. And I slammed it real good, too. And I said, you know what? You don't belong in that chair. You never have, and you never will. So that was pretty nasty. Michael and Elgin, good morning.
Michael just quit us on that one. Huh?
I know, right?
Bye.
312-591-9696. Epic quitting. Did you ever epically quit anything?
I know. I'm trying to think of like the jobs that I've had over the years, but nah, I've never. It's always been like, hey, I'm moving on. I'm gonna have something else to do. It's never been like, screw you, I'm out of here. I think for me, I have the fear of that. Like Nina was saying, you want that recommendation. So you're like, let me not act the fool.
I know, that's the correct way.
Yeah, it's like the right thing
to
do.
Well, I had already secured the job, so it wasn't, it was just like, you know, for me, I was going to stay and work it out. But I didn't need to, so.
You know. Well, shout out to that, you know, the funny thing about that story is the guy's friend. You know what I mean? Because this is something that they were probably talking about the night before.
Yeah. No, he brought
maybe
the band
like a little bit of liquor they were drinking, like, "Gee, we're gonna go in tomorrow. I swear it's gonna be crazy." And then all of a sudden, dude has the phone, and you know, because he had a microphone, he had a sound. Where'd the microphone come from?
I don't know.
That was completely premeditated.
This is like an epic thing here.
Oh, we're getting lots of calls on this now. Kate, good morning. You're on B96.
Good morning.
Hi. So epic quit.
Yeah. I'm a teacher, and I was working at the school before for a couple of years, and I got laid off and cut, so I was interning there to finish my master's and got called into the principal's office over an issue, and he was kind of raising his voice to me and almost talking to me like he was like my parent yelling at me and was super disrespectful. So I just said, you know what? I'm not even getting paid to do this anymore. Like, I'm done. I quit. And which was really risky because then I didn't get a recommendation from him. And I was out of a job. I didn't have a job. And he said, well, don't ask me for recommendation. I said, screw you. I don't need one. And I was pissed, like just lost it on him.
Yeah.
And luckily, the assistant principal who was there agreed with me and still wrote me a letter of recommendation.
Oh, nice.
And I got a much better job after that. But it was very scary at the time to do, but I felt like I had to stand up for myself.
Well, sometimes, you know, it's just inside and they're nasty to you and you just can't help it. I mean, you know, yeah, you're right. The recommendation. I would always suggest that you get the other gig first.
You know? But in the moment, to her point, I mean, listen, I see managers talk to their employees in that way all the time. And I think to myself all the time, I would never work for a situation like that, where the guy was talking to me as if like I was his child. Like, you can't, I was at a fast food place the other day, and I saw the manager run up and start snapping on these girls. And I'm thinking to myself, you can't do that. You can't snap on somebody like that. But, you know, you don't want to quit.
Are the people who just don't show up again.
Yeah, right. Right, right, right.
They just ghost people like him. Eddie and Hazelcrest, you're on B96.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so you worked at a donut place.
Yeah, I worked at a donut place, getting paid minimum wage, and I was, you know how on the tiles they have, like, little speckles so you can't see the dirt?
Sure.
Yeah, I was mopping and he kept on telling me like there's still dirt, so like whatever. So for like an hour, I was just mopping the floor, and then after that, he told me to clean the bathroom. And I was like, "Nah, I quit. You don't pay me enough to clean other people's dish."
Right, right, right.
See you later.
I hear you on that. Like, you have your limit. You're like, all right, I'll do all this for this money, but I won't do this. I promise.
I'm not gonna get down with the toothbrush and get the dirt out of the tile. That's not gonna happen. 312-591-9696. Epic quitting stories. Nate, good morning. You're on B96.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Nate.
Good. I was working at a restaurant, and I was we were really, really short-staffed that night. I was a cook, and it actually ended up where I was the only cook there for the night. And the manager is coming back, yelling at me nonstop, saying, why is it taking so long? And I just got so fed up with that. I already had another job lined up, and I just walked out. I was the only cook there. I just walked out and left.
Oh, shoot.
Have you ever gone back there to eat, Nate?
No, I have not. I've driven by, and I don't want to go there anymore.
Let me ask you this, Nate. Did they call you when you walked out? Like, where are you?
No, he just knew. I threw my apron off. I said, man, I'm done. I'll be back in a week to get my check, and that's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's always an uncomfortable spot, too, where you quit your job, but, you know, you got to go back and get your check.
if you want your check.
So you're
like,
hey, can you just leave it in the front? I'm just going to grab it on the way out.
Can you mail it,
thanks,
please?
Thanks, Nate.
Yeah, you see what's happening here. There's this commonality here where a lot of this is restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of restaurant stuff going on here. 312-591-9696. Yeah, epic quitting stories. It reminds me, remember the one a year ago that I thought was really, really wild was the JetBlue guy who had enough?
What'd he do?
Remember that?
What'd he do?
Nina? He got on the intercom, said, "I quit. I hate this gig," blah, blah, blah. And then he pulled the emergency slide, slid down, and ran back
and
into
dropped
the
mic.
Concourse. Yeah, dropped the mic, and he was out. Okay.
I don't think you can beat that one. That's like the most epic quitting story of all time.
Yeah. I think so, too. If you can top it, let us know. 312-591-9696. Rain falling in the big city. Lots of it. By the time you get to work, it'll stop. Of course. Right now, it's 50 degrees in Chicago. Good morning from B96.
So I'm quitting my job today.
Hey, let them know you're about to quit.
I don't even want to work here no more.
Uh-huh.
Can't even tell the job, you got the chicken on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Look, I don't even want to work here.
This is this dude who epically quit his gig at Popeyes. He just had enough. So he and his buddy, I guess he brought his buddy along with an instrument, a microphone or something, karaoke, and he just quit.
He's not a terrible singer. I mean, that's kind of genius if you think about it now. He's all viral and people are like, oh, can you do that for real?
The funny part in the video is that like his former coworkers are all dancing to the thing like it's a music video.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of funny.
And I quit. But he wasn't kidding. He really did quit. So yeah, that's that. If you're going to do it, that would be an epic way to quit. Epic quitting stories, 312-591-9696. Delilah from Hammond. Good morning.
Hi. I'm actually kind of funny. I had worked in the office with my sister. She was gone for the week, and I took over trying to help. I didn't know the job very well. She told me to call her when I needed help. The boss was not approval of that, saying they're not paying me to be on the phone. My cousin worked part-time there, and it turned out that she told me something. The boss told me something. I didn't like it. I said, take this job, shove it up. And I walked out, stormed out of there, and all upset and everything. And next thing you know, I noticed that I didn't have a car. I was dropped off that day, and I had to come back. And I told my cousin, who I love so much, I said, "You quit too. Come on, let's go. I need a
Who's
ride home."
Who's coming with me?
Right? Yeah, you need
Who's
to quit
Who's coming
too.
With me?
Yeah, she came with me. She's like, she's so sweet because she just said, "Okay," and she just took off with me.
That
so
was
we
cute.
Both quit at the same time.
Did your sister? Did they fire your sister too, or no?
No. She
they
said
kept
there.
The job,
but she understood how they are.
Sure. That must have been an uncomfortable Monday.
Yeah, that is a Monday story. Nick and LaGrange. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. We're not driving, so we're doing well. So, Nick, yeah. Epic quitting stories.
So I was, I'm an attorney now, but when I was a legal student, I was working for a law firm, and, I mean, they were just, like, backed up with all their records, getting medical records for injured people, and they send their interns to do everything, so I'd get lunch for these guys, and one day we were just, like, slammed. My boss was coming at me, and he's just like, come on, you need to work faster, you need to work harder. I'd been there until like 10 o'clock the night before, and he sent me to go get a sandwich for him for lunch. And I'm like, okay, fine. And then he comes into the office, and he's like, the sandwich is wrong. And he threw it on my desk. And I just looked at him, and I was like, I'm out.
All right,
like
dude.
You should have
said,
like,
I object. I appreciate you. I appreciate that story because you knew that wasn't how you're supposed to be treated. And look at you now, you little lawyer. Shout out to
hey,
you.
There you go, man.
Thanks for the call, Nick.
Right on. Oh. Yes. So, Nina, I have to ask you this because the next thing that we want to move on to is why are the easy girls getting the guys?
Are they?
Well, Jax, you said you found an article, right?
Yeah. No, I found this on Reddit, which I thought was, pretty awesome. Some of the responses, because girls are hard in general to get. So if someone falls on your lap and shows attention, why would you run from that?
Sure, but are they keeping them? That's the question.
Well, I don't know. So that is the question. Why are easy girls the ones getting the guys nowadays? Why is that? We'll discuss coming up. 312-591-9696 to B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.